I'm the shift leader of this nursing team. I give them their assignments at the beginning of the night, but lately, there are nights when I can't find the words. I can't look them in the eye. There's so much shame because of the situation we've been put in. This virus is a monster to treat, even if you've got every resource in the world at your disposal. And we're being sent out there half naked. We're getting crushed every night. I stand in front of the other nurses, stumbling through their assignments. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to go out and deal with all this. Overwhelmed would have been a good word for this hospital a week or so ago, when the pandemic was just starting. Now we're beyond that. We're way out of our depth. This virus went from being nothing but a rumor a month ago to taking over our whole emergency room. Sinai Grace is the hardest hit hospital in downtown Detroit, and it wasn't prepared. We're understaffed. We're running out of masks and protective gear. We have so many nurses out sick with the virus, and we haven't replaced any of them. Who wants to come to work here right now? At best, it's going to be a nightmare. At worst, it's a death sentence. We don't have the resources to handle this. Each one of my nurses should be taking care of 4 to 6 patients during a shift. That's what it says in the handbook. I'm sending them out to care for 15 or 20 people in critical condition. It's criminal. It makes me physically sick. Some nights, we've had 120 patients in the ER at once. That's 3 times what's normal. It's one emergency code after the next. We've been putting double beds in rooms, beds in hallways, beds in closets, until eventually we ran out of beds. Some people are sitting in wheelchairs in the hallway now. We have extension cords running everywhere to try to get oxygen to all these people. Patients sometimes sit in the waiting room for a full day after they've been admitted because that's the only chair left. And these aren't normal patients. Half of them look like they're going to drop any minute. The acuity with this disease is way higher than what we normally see. It used to be that most people on ventilators would go up to the ICU because that's their specialty. But now the ICU is full. We're basically handling the most severe cases in the ER, which is not our training. These nurses don't have a second to relax. You've got one patient's oxygen running out and another whose heart rate is going wild. All you can do is try your best to hear the alarms and then sprint as fast as you can from one emergency to the next. You hope you make it in time. Sometimes you don't. Every single employee in this ER can tell a story of a patient that shouldn't have died on our shift. It's not these nurses' fault. They can't be 15 places at the same time. I'm sorry, but they can't. It's not humanly possible. The other night, I bagged 5 bodies in the ER, and there was no place to put them. We have a morgue that fits 20 bodies, and that was full. So then we had to start putting them in the fridges outside in the parking lot, and that ran out of space. Then we started having to stack them up in the viewing room next to the morgue, and then we took over the sleep study room, which isn't even cooled. Sometimes we've just had to leave them here in the ER because we don't have the staff to move bodies. There's no dignity, and that's the saddest part. These people don't have any visitors, and they are dying alone. We don't have time to sit and care for them and hold their hands. Some of these patients look terrified, and I don't blame them. That's what this virus looks like in here. Oxygen masks and big, wide eyes. These patients see what's going on. I force myself to come back to work every night, and I wonder, are any of the other nurses going to show up? Why would they? How could they? And then they do show up, and they look at me, and I feel like I should have some kind of answers or a solution to give them. They deserve that. These nurses are so dedicated. They love this community, and that's the only reason they keep coming back. But none of the management in this hospital is here at night to deal with our concerns. Our ownership group is someplace out in Texas. We've complained and complained, but we've basically been left alone to cope with this. I'm just a nurse, and I have to be the one standing in front of them before we go back out onto the floor for another 12 hours in this waking nightmare. I'm not typically a guy for big speeches anyway, but there's not a motivational speaker in the world that could sugarcoat this. I just deliver it straight. Hey, I love you guys, and I'll have your back. I know we don't have time to take breaks, but try to remember to get a drink of water. You get one mask for your shift, so please don't lose it. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go do the best we can.